May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 895. Awful is thy threatening, Lord. Let me mark the solemn word. What the righteous ruler saith, wages due to sin is death. Hymn 895.
Thank you. let us read from the Word of God. First in the book of the Psalms, Psalm 25, and also the first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 2. Psalm 25. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O, bring thou me out of my distresses. Look upon mine affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider mine enemies, for they are many. They that hate me, and they hate me with cruel hatred. O, keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. Let us also read, friends, in the Epistle of Paul, the first Epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now if we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. May the Lord bless his holy word to us, and may he help us in prayer. O Lord God Almighty, thou great sovereign Lord God, Jehovah, the living God, all we seek now for that due reverence, we beg we may be in the exercise of godly fear, and we beg, Lord, that faith may be in exercise in us, Lord, that we may have the prayer of faith. We may come before thee, Lord, believing we shall have the petitions we ask of thee. Lord, thou seest us in our need. Oh, thou knowest all about us, Lord. Lord, we know thou seest us through and through. We trust thou hast shown us this, taught us this solemnly. But Lord, our great and only hope is that thou dost see us in thy dear Son. this is the greatest, most important thing to be considered, Lord, with us each. Is it so? Am I made a real Christian, washed in the Redeemer's blood? Oh, we do feel, Lord, so much our sin and guilt before Thee, a holy God. We are so troubled, Lord, because we still possess the old nature, evil hearts of unbelief. Oh, how Thou dost show us more and more our natural heart is totally depraved. Oh, Lord, we do beg. Oh, that we might have our old nature and natural heart subdued today by the power of sovereign grace. For, oh, Lord, our hope is, and we trust by experience we are given to know, that Thou hast given us a new heart. Now we saw in the previous psalm to where we read, there are found those questions, Lord, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Oh, two questions there. And then the verse following. Oh, he that hath clean hands and a pure heart. Oh, do we possess that pure heart? Lord, it seems such a contradiction, and yet, Lord, if we are truly born of the Spirit, we do have that amazing favour of Thy coming to us and dwelling in us, giving us a pure heart. There was spoken so wonderfully in Thy wonderful sermon, Lord. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. But, O Lord, Thou knowest it is with so many of Thy people, seemingly such a contradiction. And yet, Lord, we know Thou canst give that understanding, that light. The natural man cannot understand it. But Lord, we beg today that Thy favour may be so felt by many, if it could please these souls here gathered. Oh, that they might be blessed to know and have the blessed persuasion, the sacred confidence given of Thee, that this is how they stand before Thee. Oh, two hearts, two natures, one person. Oh, we carry about, Lord, bodies of sin and death. We tabernacle in clay. Lord, this is the reality of it. Our humanity, our mortality, Lord, is being shown us more and more. But, Lord, we beg of Thee, oh, that we might know those wonderful things of the Spirit's working. That wonderful favour, Lord, that we have read of, as the Apostle knew it so well, the spiritual man, the new man. Lord, oh, we pray, Lord, that we might be favoured to know we are in this secret. That secret we've read of, Lord. And, O Lord, that Thou would show us Thy covenant. O Lord, do so grant this favour to precious souls here today. Who know with all the burdens, all the trials, all the troubles, Lord, the perplexities, the conflict, so much known, the war waged against us by Satan, and Lord, the enemy within, mighty enemies without, more mighty within, Lord, we feel it. But, Lord, do come and subdue that monstrous host that dwells within, a cursed train of unbelief and sin. Oh, subdue it, Lord. Oh, we would have wrong understanding if we prayed thee to take it away, because we know we will possess our old nature till we are taken home out of this life. Lord, we know this is such a reality, but Lord, oh, do subdue it. May grace reign. Oh, may faith be active in the Lamb once slain. May we come here, Lord, and be here before thee, looking unto Jesus, looking out of self to thee, Lord. Dear Holy Spirit, out of self to Jesus lead, for an innocent to see. Guide us down to death and there banish all our guilty fear. Oh, give that vital, precious faith, that blessed grace, so that we may be in the blessedness of believing. Oh Lord, may it be a favour to be able to say, begone unbelief, my Saviour is near. Lord, thou knowest all the trials thy people are passing through. Oh, the things, Lord, we come into, the fears, the concerns, Lord, the things relating to circumstances, poor mortal bodies, Lord, those things of in thy appointment for us each in thy will, the illness, affliction, tribulation, temptations, Lord, of the adversary, and the trial of faith. Lord, the things of thy people's deep concerns and troubles, Lord. Oh, we come to thee, dear Lord, now, begging thee to shoot a blessing to each case. Oh, that we might know some blessed strengthening today. Oh, Lord, we beg for this precious souls who feel their weakness, might be blessed to feed by faith upon thee. Oh, to know, Lord, the favour, Lord, of thy strength in them, in faith, with hope and love. And, Lord, that we may be so favoured, fed, blessed here today. Oh, if it could please thee, Lord. And Lord, we do ask all these things. Oh, desiring to ask them with a single eye to thy glory, Lord. We pray for younger friends. We pray for the very young. Oh, thou knowest our concern, our burden, the feeling sense of accountability to preach and witness before the young and rising race. Oh Lord, we do pray that thou wouldst in thy mercy according to thy will begin to work in them, to deal with them, quicken dead sinners into life. Oh, may there be those born of the Spirit, may we be blessed to be witnesses of this and that one is born in her, this part of Zion, Lord, this hill of Zion. Go on to bless them here, Lord. May there be those times of witness that this and that one is born in her. And Lord, oh, may there be also those further favours of thy leading on poor sinners, establishing them in the faith, giving them to know in vital need that earnestness in seeking thee. And Lord, that teaching of the Spirit that will make them know that salvation is of God, no hope in self. Oh, but the favour of being raised to a hope in Christ our Lord. And oh Lord, the favour of being in earnest to seek thee, to know thy favour, thy liberating grace. Oh, to no such establishment where poor souls can earnestly seek and know thy favour in thy time of being set at gospel liberty. O Lord, may thy way be so known in this wonderful way of the secret of the Lord. Oh, may it be so witnessed here that this and that one is born in her. And then, Lord, on. Oh, may there be those, Lord, showing their earnestness in need for thy richest blessings, pardon and peace known, the application of thy holy blood, oh, the blood of the covenant, Lord, that it might be seen by faith, and all the application so may be known, that sinners may be blessed, overwhelmed with thy goodness, blessed with liberty, pardon and peace. And Lord, we would pray, Lord, begging for the highest favours, oh, that thy people may know that favour of justification by faith. Lord, we believe in all these ways, according to thy will. Thou hast purposed to favour thy people, having appointed a set time to favour Zion, so thy living family may enjoy salvation full and free. Dear Lord, do so come and so manifest thy favour. Dear Lord, we do thank thee for what thou hast done in such things, where just one and another, oh, may have been, and we know one has been, and more we seek for, that there might be that wonderful favour testified to thy glory. Oh, ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven. Oh, the favour of it, Lord. Oh, that it might be more known and more. This may be as for the purpose and blessedness known among the brethren, the people of God, for thy glory, Lord. Oh, the sweetness of the reality as the benefit is ours. Be all the glory thine. So do work, Lord. Oh, we beg of thee. Oh, we pray it may be so here in this hill of Zion. And Lord, we would remember all the hills of Zion that we know of, as thou hast favoured us to know them up and down and across the land. Thou knowest and seest thy people meeting around the word this Lord's Day morning. Oh, presence thyself with them, Lord, with us here as thou doth not with the world. And oh, may it be today a blessed day when those things of thy wonderful matchless grace shall be so known and witnessed, Lord, and thy people blessed, and thou shalt have all the praise. Help all thy servants, Lord, we beg. Oh, we beg of thee, thou wilt wonderfully help them. Thou knowest personally once great need, feeling so poor. But Lord, oh, we beg of thee for all our friends, many we know and love in thy name, Lord. And we pray for them, and thinking of those in other lands, Lord, we know our friend and brother over the ocean, Lord, ministering there. Bless and help him. And Lord, a young dear friend who we love in thy name, found in thy providence there at this time over in that large country, Lord, bless and be with him there, and his dear one with us here. Thou knowest what we feel to them, toward them, before thee in love and accountability, to bear them up and carry them, Lord. Lord, we pray, Lord, thou wilt so bless. Thou canst bless souls here. Thou canst bless souls wherever they are. Jesus, wherever thy people meet. Oh, if the Spirit is working there, they behold thy mercy seat. We pray it may be so. And Lord, that thou wouldst so get to thyself honour and glory. Oh, we pray, Lord, for thee to send forth more labourers into the harvest. You know, as we're receiving all the letters, Lord, at this time, oh, there's so many requests for extra dates, Lord. If it be thy will, thou knowest all things regarding this. But Lord, oh, thou knowest the great need. Oh, dear Lord, do send forth more labourers into the harvest. Oh, we think of the time in our own experience when there was cause in us under thy divine power to look on the fields. Thy words so clear, they are white, ready for harvest. Lord, we know the time of harvest is that time of thy putting in the sickle. Ultimately, Lord, for every one of thy people. But Lord, they do need to be prepared. And thy servants exercise to preach the word. May it might be thy purpose by the Spirit to cause thy people to grow in grace and in the knowledge of their Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Oh, we beg, exercise in all these ways, that thou with us still send forth thy servants, help them, maintain them, use them, bless them, make them a blessing. And so may the Church of God be fed through the means of the gospel. Oh, with the blowing of the trumpet in Zion, the sounding of alarm, and Lord, thou using thy ways and means in thy will to do thy work in thy holy name. Oh, Lord, we pray that thy blessing may be so known. Lord, hear us for the whole of thy Zion. Oh, may thy people know thy blessed favour, being fed through the means of the gospel. Lord, we pray for our land. We beg for thee still look in mercy upon it. We confess our national sins, Lord. We are so deeply grieved, Lord, and sigh and cry for the abominations, but ever remembering we are part of it, Lord, and confessing the national sins, Lord, we have to join in deep confession of ours. Lord, we beg of thee, still look in mercy on England. In wrath, remember mercy, Lord. Deal with our rulers, oh, that thou, it could be thy will was quicken them and teach them. This would make all the difference. Oh, so many things, Lord, when we get almost to despair in begging of thee, for thee to deal with and work. Lord, we know we have to be brought to that extremity. Lord, we pray that thus there may be those things known, deep conviction of sin. Lord, that thy people may know it and know the favour seeking liberty. But Lord, oh, in the things of our land, oh, do thou sway thy sceptre over our rulers, Lord, showing who is God and causing them to tremble. Oh, we believe, Lord, thy power can never be resisted. If thou displayest it in mercy, oh, how blessed we shall be through this in England. We look for it, Lord. I pray for it according to thy will. In wrath, remember mercy still. We beg all these things now, oh, seeking very much our need to thee to come and help us. For who is sufficient for these things, Lord? Oh, we are totally insufficient. But oh, may we know this day our sufficiency is of thee, Lord. Hear us now and help our friend in continuing to give out the hymns here. this morning and our friend for this evening. Oh, may we know thy blessing today, Lord, that maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow. We beg for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 283. 'Tis a point I long to know, oft it causes anxious thought. Do I love the Lord or no? Am I his or am I not? Hymn 283.
Friends, I would direct you to the Psalm 25, and for our text, the 14th verse. Psalm 25, verse 14. Before I read announcing it properly, I would just say to you, I've had this word upon my spirit quite a long time. In fact, it has much been in our heart for much of this year. I think I should say a few more words relating to this. We have had a year since we were with you on this occasion last year, which has been to me a most tremendous year. We have had wonderful favours. We have had deep troubles. We have felt so much opposites and conflict and trials and things of tribulation, yet the Lord has given us so much favour. We've sung of his loving kindness, been so blessed to be melted under a sense of our Lord's loving kindness. We've gone down into the depths, like we read in Psalm 107, they reel to and fro, stagger like a drunken man and are at their wit's end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble. God has given us the sweet privilege to officiate the marriages of two dear couples. We feel this a great privilege, also having a continual accountability to pray for them and carry them as we do. We come to you today, friends, with this word upon our spirit. Two marriage services we felt led to address on the fear of the Lord. And so this, you can understand, has been a theme upon our spirit much. But today, especially, I believe the Spirit has shown me very clearly this is the text. It seems so much confirmed in all those lines on love that we've been singing. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Oh, the greatest point of concern with a child of God will be, am I in the secret? Do I know this secret? This is the text of the second of the marriages. I would just say, and say no more of that. But friends, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. Now I believe the key to this, friends, is the wonderful reality of how God works in his people. Because all his people, they are of the election of grace, who God chose before the world, entered into covenant for them, to save them. And all the means of way of God to save them from the ruins of the fall were all agreed. God entered into covenant before the world regarding each one. And of course they must know and taste the love of God. They must be brought to be exercised, given by the Spirit's teaching, love to the Lord. I will be by grace made to love the Lord with mind and heart, his people and his ways. But they're not like that by nature. They're not in that secret by nature. None of us here were in that this secret by nature. We are all born in sin and shapen in iniquity. In sin did our mothers conceive us. We come into this world wicked in heart, sinners, in the ruins of the fall. You dear young people, oh, may you hear this truth. May the Spirit show you it, burn it in your heart. We're all sinners deserving to be cast away from God forever. This is how we're born. This is how we are. Until in God's mercy he save us. We've been singing of mercy in the opening hymn. It was remarkable, really. Our friend John will confirm this. We were speaking on the doorstep of this chapel before we come in to our dear friend and brother regarding the mercy of God. And then we sing in the first hymn those things in those latter verses, the wonderful mercy of God. Oh, the cry, the plea of a child of God taught of the Spirit will be mercy through blood. I make my plea, O God, be merciful to me. But you won't know anything of that until you're called by grace, until the Spirit's begun to work in you, until you're brought to begin to be blessed, to be led into this secret we have in the text. Remember, friends, our second reading. Oh, keep it in your mind if the Lord help you. We read there, the natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. They are foolishness unto him. Oh, we cannot. But, oh, God's will and purposes that he works by his Spirit in those he loves, and he teaches them by his Spirit. Themselves and himself. How do we stand in this vital, important matter, friends? You may say, well, I expect it is a vital, important matter. That's what the minister says. The Lord gives me to say this, especially toward you young people. Oh, it's such an important matter, you know. Because you possess, and I possess, a never-dying soul. We will die, but don't think that's the end of you. When we die, when our bodies are laid in the grave, don't think that's the end of you. The soul has taken its flight to God who gave it. God to consign it away. Either into heaven or hell. And what we must say, first of all, we all deserve hell. We all deserve to be cast into hell. The word of God is clear. The wicked shall be turned into hell. With all the nations that forget God. And you know, we come into this world with wicked hearts. Evil hearts of unbelief. We don't have any respect to God. Not in our natural wicked hearts. God knows this, sees us and knows it, every detail of it. Oh, we are born. We're going on towards hell. His grace doesn't save us. Oh, God has a way and purpose to save those he loves. Those he's enrolled in the Lamb's Book of Life, their names. Those in the covenant of grace will be saved. But the wicked shall be turned into hell. Now, it's no good to think you can live a kind of profession of religion and merit salvation by that. You cannot. None of us can. Many have lived a profession of religion very carefully, very much trying to be honest and kind and careful, and they're all good points regarding true Christian behaviour. It will be so, but not for merit of salvation. All our works are dead works if there's no grace in exercise. Whatever we do in good to others doesn't bring us any merit of salvation. Oh, there's only one way of salvation. It's by the sacrifice of Christ, through what he has done. And God's people must be raised to hope and faith in Christ to be saved and prepared in this life to be blessed to enter heaven at last. Oh, the holy place of heaven is such a place, we read in Revelation, there shall in no wise enter therein anything that defileth or maketh a lie, but they who are washed in the blood of Christ, those that are prepared by God, by his grace and favour to them and for them. So, friends, oh, we come before you with the exercise, the burden of the word of the Lord, to consider with you today this secret of the Lord, which is there with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Now, I beg for help to preach this to you this morning as the Spirit gives me utterance, and that we might come to the blessed marrow and fatness of it tonight with another word vitally, inseparably connected to this word. But oh friends, this morning, may the dear Spirit give us that favour, each of us, if it could be his will, to be led in earnest concentration as he works in us here this morning to consider this. Am I in this secret of the Lord? Notice it's a secret of the Lord. Of the Lord, whether he loves us or not. Yes, like we've been singing. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. Now this fear, this filial fear, works by love. This filial fear, which is such a precious grace, works by love. It's God's love causing us to love him that is the blessed principle and really the power in the exercise is by the Spirit's working, giving us a spirit of love to God. Oh, to be able to say simply, like John does, we love him because he first loved us. Now, all those questions and points we long to know that we've sung, how wonderfully, friends, they are to be considered, to be involved and joined in this consideration regarding this secret. Now friends, I believe we should be, I hope we are, humbled under the sense of the witness of the Spirit in giving us this word. It is absolutely true before God as I stand before you. His word has been in my heart in meditation to bring before you for a considerable number of weeks. And very profoundly, I won't tell you all the details of it, but last week we were led into deep, deep exercise, praying day by day, seeking the Lord in matters that weigh us down very heavily. My mind was toward you and dear people here. This is a week ago. The next day, through the post, something came. We so deeply brought me such a seal for this sermon this morning. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. Yes, it is. It is with them that fear him. This is all in the will of God. It's in the purposes of God's love and mercy. It's according to his holy economy, the way God works. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. You know, the dear Spirit will bring everyone God loves in his time to begin to love him, God, in return. To love God. And in the early stages, if I may use that word, of exercise, the dear Spirit will give a soul who's been quickened into life a love toward the Lord Jesus Christ, in the want of him. Oh, friends, do you feel anything of this? You love the Lord in the want of him. It will be, I believe, like this. There will be experienced by every child of God some measure of solemn conviction of sin. The beginning of the work of grace, of course, is God's quickening a soul, a dead soul, into life. As and when a soul is quickened and are made alive, then the exercise of that living soul is begun by God. And they have concern. The truth of God appears before them. They are brought to begin to know the truth. And the truth in early days of exercise, according to God's will, is this. I'm a sinner. God is holy. This is what God teaches. He begins to burden us all, one he loves, with these vital, basic truths, points, and you feel your sinnership, your guilt. What makes it more solemn than the first feeling, sense of it, God reveals his holiness, his majesty. Like we sung in that first hymn, a child of God under the terrors of the law will know that awfulness, that word awfulness, awful, awfulness, a solemn awe before God, and the awfulness of one's wretched state before a holy God. Now God is sovereign to teach his people according to his holy will, to the depth of his appointed will for that soul at the particular time in their lives, but he will teach them. It's right what we have in that couplet. They are all taught sin's demerit. And you'll be brought to be led into serious concern and consideration of where you stand. And God's got a purpose to so go on to work and deepen solemnly conviction in a sinner, to make them see the seriousness of it before him. This concern will increase in a child of God according to the will of God, and they will be brought to the point where whatever they try to do to amend their ways or correct things that they know are wrong in their lives, they utterly fail. They will never be able to make themselves what they need to be so as God can accept them. You cannot keep the law of God. God commands in all those 10 commandments, we cannot keep them. We should strive to keep them, but God will show us that we cannot keep them, and they can never, if we are able in any way to keep ourselves, which God's grace will grant us that enabling in some measure, but it will not be at all good enough to stand for merit of anything for God, from God. God's people have to come to the end of all things in this way. Paul names it where he says the commandment, when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. And every child of God comes to that place knowing in some depth and measure they have to die to all hope in themselves. I believe at such times as God reveals his dear Son, it will make you to begin to feel real love to the Lord Jesus Christ in the want of him. The hymn we've been singing has got so much love, that character is showing in desire, in the want to know and be favoured, to know this love. You do love the Lord if you fear him. The further way this filial fear will be working, which will be given a child of God, you don't want to grieve this one in whom, on whom your hopes of heaven depend. God has actually given you a new nature, and you begin to feel these things of holy desire in your new nature. You want to be different. You do not want to sin. You possess filial fear. Oh, what a favour to possess filial fear. And friends, this favour of possessing filial fear given you by God, worked in you by the Spirit, this is the light and proving of the favour that God has brought you to begin to know this secret of the Lord, which is with them that fear him. Oh, what a favour, friends. Most blessed and divine is this favour. God's love to his people, it brings them into such exercise. They fear him. The filial fear of God works by love. And they love him in the want of him. Christ becomes so precious to the child of God. The secret of the Lord, of the Lord God Jehovah. And the fact that the Lord God Jehovah has entered into covenant before the world, and Christ, the Son of God, did agree to come to the earth. We sing of the mutual love. Time began in the Godhead to show as the word testifies of it throughout the scriptures, that the covenant of grace, ordered in all things and sure for the people of God, has everything in it that God must see fulfilled, and that his people may be brought into the secret of the Lord. How do these things figure in your life and experience, friends? Each one of you, I would lovingly put it as a question to you. Oh, do you feel that you can follow these things this poor preacher has brought before you so far this morning? Oh, this favour to give you, to have hope that you have been brought to be in this secret of the Lord. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. The secret of knowing a God to go to at the throne of grace. The secret favour of the spirit of assent given you in prayer to God. You know, there's a sacred word in the Song of Solomon. Song of Solomon has been so precious to me. We have walked up and down in it by faith. Oh, the Lord says there, the Beloved says there, oh, my dove, that art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret place of the stairs, let me see thy countenance, let me hear thy voice. Oh, can you understand something of that through experience, how God speaks, how the Son of God speaks to his people? Oh, this Lord's Day morning. Oh, the Son of God speaking in such tenderness of love and blessed kindness. Oh, my darling. A soul who has been brought by the teaching of the Spirit to flee for refuge, to lay hold of the hope in the gospel. Christ is so precious. Oh, the adversary may be tempting you so much. Unbelief may be so much working in you through the dictates of the adversary and his crafty catching you in your old nature. Oh, it seems so much. The old nature's in its tendency in you, and oh, you're so feeling low in spirit. But the Lord says, oh, my darling, that art in the clefts of the rock. Oh, are there not past days in your experience when you did flee for refuge? When it was give me Christ or else I die. When it was, as your soul was in such earnest, and begging the Lord that you were flying to the Lord to hide you. Oh, he was so drawing you by his love. And oh, you did find that place to shelter in his wounded side. Oh, like top lady, the experience of those things he states in his blessed hymn. Let me, a rock of ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy riven side which flow be of sin my double cure. Hide me from its guilt and power. But you see, oh, to pray like that, you had to be brought into the secret of the Lord. Oh, to beg like that. God had given you life. God had brought you up out of that ruined state of the fall. giving you life to feel need and to pray and to be concerned. And, oh, loving the Lord in the want of him, pleading with him, let me come to thee, Lord. Oh, Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. And all this praying, this seeking, and did you not find? Do you not know that secret place? Oh, that place there. Oh, that only place of safety in Christ, your dear beloved, your best beloved. Oh, is he not precious now today? More precious far than life and all its comforts are? Is this not the reality of the things you know? God has taught you, brought you to know them. And is it proved by a desire within you not to sin? In your old nature, you've got so much evil there. You've got so much lust and love of sin in there. But there is a part of you. Oh, if you go to the previous psalm and read it, beg the Lord for light to lead you into it. In those two questions you'll find. And the answer in the following verse. He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. The clean hands of prayer and desire, seeking the Lord, which comes from your new nature. The clean hands of gracious exercise given you of the Spirit. The pure desires of your heart for Christ. Give me Christ or else I die. These are the things of the Spirit's work, of God working in you, the will and to do of God's good pleasure. It's the Spirit that quickeneth all living desires, in filial fear of God, desiring not to sin against him. These are the workings of the Spirit, God working in you. And oh, this wonderful fact is proved that you are in the secret of this. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. He's going to show you his covenant. Some of you, he's shown you it already. He's going to show those that may be young in the way now. If he's giving you these exercises, giving you to know such life within you, where you cry, give me Christ or else I die, you must be alive for that, in the exercise for that. And oh, the Lord's working in you, to will and to do of his good pleasure, giving you to be a possessor of faith. Faith in the Lord. Good hope is given and maintained by the grace of faith given of God to every child of God. A fortnight, 3 weeks ago, I think it is now, well, it would be the second Sunday in June, we were preaching, due to go to preach at South Hill. In that week, we had had some news, absolute shocking news to us. And, well, we was under such sorrow. It seemed that him headed Gospel Magazine, in our book 2:4-5, I think it is, our verse there seemed to really be where we were. Huge sorrows meet us as we go. And devil's aim e'er overthrow. But this wonderful strength was given us. But vile infernal shan't prevail. The Christian's hope shall never fail. You know, though we'd been so shattered by what we'd heard that week and what we were in through it, I believe I went to Seville perhaps stronger in faith than I had been for years. And I know a dear senior beloved friend felt it, and what we were able to speak to each other confirmed it. And you know, I mean the Lord's servant there, dear Mr. Buzz. You know, these are the things we're proving, our experiences. God will give his people the grace of faith in measure due at his time, at his will. Sometimes God has, in his holy divine appointment, appointed it that our faith shall get so small, become like a little spark, but it will never, never go out. That faith once given of God to his children, God will maintain it. He'll never let it go out. In his will, in his covenant, they must never be allowed to make shipwreck of faith and be lost at last, because he's formed them for himself. They shall show forth his praise. And God's people prove this, that however low, however dark they get, much has to be acknowledged from them. Their own folly and sin, deeply under God's permissive will, God sometimes leaving them to themselves. But he's not going to forsake them. He's not going to lose them. Once in him forever, thus the eternal covenant stands. And I bring these few things as we come toward the end of the sermon, friends, because we do hope we can come to you with a blessed word this evening. Oh, the favour, friends, of sanctified trial, sanctified tribulation, sanctified affliction, God manifesting for a child of God to be able to say with the apostle, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and them that who are the called according to his purpose. You will know it. The bitter will be known in experience to be sweet. The medicine, the affliction of sin, and the disease of the soul. Oh, medicine good. Oh, medicine food. All things that are painful at present. The temptations of Satan. They'll cease before long. And then, oh, how pleasant. The conqueror's song. The conqueror's song. How can we conquer? The only way we can conquer, friends, is through seeing him that loved us gone before. My text that saith the words, this hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which entereth in to that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus. The forerunner has gone before us, entered into heaven. He's there. He lives no more to die. He intercedes. He stands between in garments dyed in blood. Is he instead of us is seen when we approach to God? Oh, God gives faith to his people to believe. He trusts our God. Raises them again in faith to a stronger measure of faith. Restores their soul. They can sing like the psalmist did, he restoreth my soul. This is the favour appointed before the child of God who may be in deep waters now, deep in unfathomable minds. He works his sovereign will. The Lord does. He'll never lose a saint And he won't let us quite leave him. He won't. Oh, he'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that thou mayest boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Well, friends, so limited and poor has been my delivery of these things on this text, but the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. Filial fear, much figuring in the exercises and experiences, working by love, friends. A little love to him is great love to us. But that little love that we have, and what he kindles as he kindles more, when his wonderful love is felt, we love him because he first loved us. And love does all defects supply. It does. All the defects in us. Makes great obstructions small. Oh, the Lord, oh, so wonderfully works. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day were £800, for which we are very thankful. God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Robert Field. Mr. Izzard is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Chapman to preach again next Lord's Day. And the collections taken next Lord's Day will be for the starving in Africa, which we hope to send to the Barnabas Fund. Let us close with hymn 1077. Dearest Lord, what must I do? Only thou the way canst show. Thou canst save me in this hour. I have neither will nor power. Hymn 1077.
be witnesses of this through our personal experience, Lord, and among the friends in the Church of God. For thou hast a purpose, Lord, to do it, we believe, as we've desired in singing. Oh, do forgive, dear Lord, anything thou hast seen amiss. Own and bless thy word. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us. Amen.